producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, on last week's episode of After the Paracast, which is part of our Paracast Plus premium package, Chris was talking about sniffing underwear. Now, after that show was broadcast, and we're doing this just a few days later, I got a call from someone at Victoria's Secret, and they wanted to know whether Chris O'Brien would like to apply for a job as an underwear sniffer. I hear the sound of crickets. It's real money, man.
It wasn't my idea. I thought Jacobs maybe would kind of fit the bill there.
I'm getting really, really tired of that story, and our forums have been filled with it. So I'll just tell you one more development and leave it be, okay? Dr. David Jacobs has put up a new site called Emma Woods, The Real Story. And that's the domain, by the way, emmawoodstherealstory.com. And that's where he presents the unadulterated recordings and transcripts of these sessions. And the first three are about the multiple personality disorder session, the chastity belt session, and the underwear session, and where he explains what the meaning behind that is. And on the surface, it sounds absurd. But that's what it is. But even more confusing, in his introduction to the site, he mentions there's yet another name for this contactee, abductee, that has been after him for the past few years, Emma Woods. Now, he referred to her once as Alice, okay? Then he finally went with the crowd and said, okay, it's Emma Woods. And then he reveals in this introduction on Emma Woods, The Real Story, that she was first referred to as Heidi. I bet Chris is thinking of this, too. I was thinking of the lyrics to an old song from the 60s. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy.
No, Gene, I actually wasn't thinking that, but...
He was thinking that he's so bored and sick and tired of hearing of this nonsense.
I'm so over it. You know, I thought we'd have the guy on, and he'd tell us, you know, his outlandish theory that hybrids are taking over the planet, but they need help. I just thought it was, you know, good entertainment, but boy, did that sure backfire, Gene.
And then
I get accused of being, of dogging him, badgering him, you know, and I just wanted to get my point across that, you know, in order to find out new information about anything that has to do with the paranormal, you need to get hard data. And I don't know, it's probably not politically correct to ask a complete stranger to send their underwear to you. I could see where that could erupt into a controversy. But, you know, at the same time, I think it's important to note that some sort of DNA evidence would go a long way into, you know, ascertaining the reality of a particular scenario. I mean, when I went out on cattle mutilation cases, I would take chunks of flesh and plant and soil samples and send it in to try to determine if there were any energetic properties that were unusual or, you know, some sort of residual effect from the actual disfigurement process. But that's an animal. When you're dealing with people, you have to be a little bit more, I think, you have to cover your ass a little better and be careful. And unfortunately, you know, he wasn't, obviously. I mean, this is stuck to him like a lamprey or a leech. I remember the story of John Mack being punked by outsiders who came in to debunk him and, unbeknownst to him, were setting him up. And when the alleged, you know, hoaxer abductee mentioned that she was on board the what was it, a destroyer in the Atlantic, where there was a secret meeting between Kennedy and Khrushchev during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I think she said she sat on Khrushchev's lap or something, and John Mack got so excited, I think he fell off the chair. I forget the story, but it comes with the territory. It doesn't matter if you're a Harvard professor or a Temple professor. There's people out there that'll take you down. I have been so fortunate, you know, personally, that I've only had a couple of attempts to punk my ass. Here goes that ass thing again, Gene.
What? You know, it's kind of like during the After the Paracast episode you were talking about, was it pro bono proctologist or something like that? What is this obsession that you have with that?
Because this whole thing is ass backwards.
Our network is freaking out. They're thinking, what is this O'Brien guy going to say next? I mean, he's gone completely wacko.
Everybody has it ass backwards. And I was trying to illustrate a point that, you know, the whole abduction phenomenon is so tricksterish in many ways. And, oh, I said that word again there, listeners. When was the last time I used that word, Gene?
Oh,
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
This is a good example of how these particular types of subjects have this kind of absurdity that's built in. And people fall for the wrong end of the equation sometimes. And that's all I was trying to do, is get across the sort of metaphoric point that this is just, it's getting ridiculous. And unfortunately, we're taking a little bit of fallout for even having him on the show.
And it's funny, too. We had him on 5 years ago with the late Bud Hopkins. And at that time, we had a guest co-host, Paul Kimball. And Paul wouldn't go on the show because neither Jacobs nor Hopkins would go on the show with him. I think because he said once that he would never have these guys probe his mind. And I would agree, though. I wouldn't want any of these people to probe my mind. Even if they have all the doctorates in the world and they were psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, I'd be awfully careful.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to probe any part of me.
Here we go again. This is going to be the strangest introduction to a Paracast episode ever.
Yes, Claus, rather, is not going to appreciate this, I don't think. So I'd better. It's too early. Yeah, just for everyone's, I was up all night, and it's the early morning.
And I was up all night, too, because Teddy Bear had a dietary problem, but that gets us back to this other subject. I don't want to say what it was.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll kind of get serious here for a minute.
I mean, this show is really hitting bottom.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm not going to touch that.
I'll give you a slap in a minute. Listen, before we go on, we've got a really fascinating guest that you've lined up for the show this week. And we're getting up real early in the morning on a Monday morning to do this. So it better be the best Paracast episode ever. And I have high hopes for it. Tell us more.
Well, I don't know. Somebody sent me a link to a site about a group in Sweden that has been quietly researching and I guess you could even say investigating the ghost rocket phenomenon, which, much to my surprise, has ebbed and flowed over the years since the wave of hundreds and hundreds of reports over Scandinavia back in 1946 and 47. And, you know, we've heard from James Carrion, and we talked about his Rosetta Deception with the whole idea of this being intelligence operations by the Americans and possibly counter operations by the Soviets. We've spoke to Micah Hanks, who has a different take on the phenomenon and the wave of activity that occurred. So why not go to Scandinavia and talk with folks who are there locally and maybe have access to more research than outsiders, and let's get the skinny on this. So this is one of the most important, I think, waves of activity in the history of ufology, and it predates, of course, the Kenneth Arnold sighting. So
we have 20 seconds.
I'm I'm looking forward to speaking with Klaus Svahn.
Coming up next with Gina and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
First of all, let me remind you that if you want to hear the After the Paracast podcast, where Chris O'Brien tells you about how Victoria's Secret checks returned underwear before deciding how to or whether to give you a refund, and other stuff. A lot more important stuff than that. You have to be a member of the PowerCast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer the ad-free version of this show after the PowerCast, an open chat room, more stuff to come for a modest monthly, annual, five-year, and now lifetime subscription rate. We also give you free ebooks for long-term subscriptions, plus.theparacast.com. Today, it's Ghost Rockets All the Time. Klaus Fahn is joining us. I know that I am mangling his name severely, but he's very gracious and is not going to call me out on it. But let me ask you, first of all, about your background. How did you get involved in this sort of research?
Yeah, I started when I was quite young, at the age of 16. I'm born in 1958, so when I was 16 in 1974, I decided to start investigating UFOs. Long before that, I was interested, of course, but at that time, in May 74, I started to go and visit witnesses and trying to find out what they really had seen in the sky. And since then, I've been digging deeper and deeper into this mystery. I'm not a believer. I'm an investigator. And every answer is a good answer. I mean, if it's aliens, fine with me. If it's all in the mind of people, fine with me, as long as I know for sure.
How did that research drift towards ghost rockets? Now, we think of ghost rockets as something that happened before we were all born in World War II.
Yes, so, even before I was born, so it's a long time ago. And
even before I was born, that's got to be a very long time ago.
Well, it's part of our history, really. And it started in 1946. That's the great ghost rocket wave when it hit Scandinavia. You could find observations in other countries as well. Finland, Norway, and Sweden, especially Sweden, was really hit by this wave of observations of cigar-shaped objects with or without wings flying over, quite a few of them crashing into lakes. I read about them, of course, when I was young, in the late 1960s. And I started to think about them really for real about 5 or 6 years later. I'm digging into the archives, trying to find the paperwork that the military must have left behind them. We did, me and a fellow investigator, we did find the papers in the Swedish war archives and started to visit the witnesses.
At this point, when you started this investigation and looked into it, did you make some kind of determination as to what the cause might be for those original ghost rockets?
Not really. I could see that they were a little different from ordinary UFOs because they were so physical. You could always hear them. You could see the sun reflecting in the hull. You could hear the wind blowing when they were flying over. You could see the crashes with huge columns of water splashing up into the air. You can hear explosions sometimes. And you can find traces of them even if you didn't find the actual ghost rocket. You can find holes in the bottom of lakes where they have crashed. So they were very, very physical. And that made me feel that this could be something that could be solved even. But this far, we have not find a solution yet, but we are on the trail of it, maybe.
If they crashed, there has to be something that you can find. Was any recovered?
The military went to quite a few of those lakes that people had seen ghost rockets crash into. They really combed them for evidence. At one lake, the very, very north of Sweden, called Lake Kölnjärv, they spent 2 weeks picking 33,000 samples from the lake, and all they could see was a hole in the bottom, and big stones, large stones, were thrown up from the bottom of the lake on the shore. And the people around the lake, they had seen this craft, an elongated craft, coming down, exploding with a huge column of water, and all the houses were shattering from the explosion. So it was really, really physical, but they couldn't find anything that looked like, say, a V-bomb from the Second World War, Hitler's vengeance weapon, tried to hit London with. They were very much alike, the V-bombs, with one very big difference. When the V-bombs crashed in Sweden, you could find 2,200 kilograms of debris, but the Ghost Rock has never left anything behind them.
Isn't that strange, though, that you have something that so obviously seems to be a physical phenomenon, but there's no wreckage anywhere?
I mean, I've spoken to so many researchers within the military that were out on those sites looking for those rockets, and they say the same to me as you are telling me now. How could it be that there wasn't anything to be found? They really couldn't understand that. Most of those people are now passed away. I made the interviews in the early 1980s. So we have documented the Swedish military's investigations and also lots of ordinary civilian witnesses during those early years. Now there are nearly no one left who can tell the stories. I'm glad we did it. And I'm sorry that we didn't have time to do more interviews than we did at that time.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization and how this this effort has been coordinated over the years?
Yeah, UFO Sweden, who is equivalent with MUFON or QFOS in the United States, was founded in 1970. And we train our own field investigators. I just went to a training 2 weeks ago to train 30 new investigators. And we have done that for nearly 40 years every year. We also publish two magazines. We give lots of lectures. We travel a lot to investigate UFO observations. We get one or two observations every third day. So it's nearly 5 a week. And we have a report center that deals with them. And we are quite good in doing those investigations. So when the year is ending, maybe one or two got the label UFOs. The rest of them have been identified. This is one part of what we are doing. The other part is the Archives for the Unexplained, which is the world's largest archives when it comes to UFOs. And it's situated here in Sweden as well. And we are working with that from UFO Sweden. And this is an amazing archive, really amazing.
Well, what is the general feeling in Sweden? Of course, we've become well aware of how Americans are sort of descending into a place of blind belief and, how would I put this, the willful suspension of disbelief. How do people in Scandinavia and Sweden view the UFO phenomenon collectively, and what sort of differences do you see between how Scandinavians approach the subject, as the public approaches the subject, as opposed to the glitz and glitter of a Hollywood-derived version here in the U.S.?
Let's have that answer in our next segment with Klaus Fahn and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
It's the Ghost Rockets with Klaus Vaughn, and we're talking to him direct from his palatial estate in Sweden. It's not palatial, is it? Chris asked a question about perceptions of UFOs. In Sweden, what's your response?
It's quite different from the United States, I should say. I mean, when there have been made surveys about people's beliefs, 25% of the Swedes believe that we have or have visits from other worlds. That figure is around 40 to 50% in the United States. So we are not as much as believers as the United States, people in the United States are, I should say. And I think it must be explained to UFO Sweden's work through the years. We have never been believers, at least since the 1980s we have not been believers. We are just saying that this is an unknown, this is something strange. We do not have the answer, but this is something that needs more research. And I think people have learned that now, and they are appreciating what we are doing. They are turning to us to get help to try to identify what they have seen in the skies.
Yeah, how refreshingly scientific and objective.
So then you're not trying to seek out disclosure by the government of alleged spaceship evidence. You just want to find out what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, we are working quite closely with the authorities. A couple of years ago, I asked them to scan their full UFO archives for us, and they set a person to do that for 3.5 months, and they turned it over on the 2-gigabyte hard drive to us. We have also available information that not many UFO researchers in the world can get, because thanks to our cooperation, they trust us and we trust them. That said, of course, they don't tell us everything they know. They are keeping things away from us, of course, because of intrusions over the border that they really don't know who are making. It could be anyone. It could be Russia, not that uncommon. It could be NATO, not that uncommon either. So, of course, we do not get to know everything, but we have very, very good contacts that helps us to investigate and to find answers.
Okay, looking at that here, they're withholding something. Does that indicate at all that maybe they have some guilty knowledge more than they're letting on, and they're just being accommodating to send you information or to maybe leading you astray? Look, we're giving you this information, so there are no secrets of any importance.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I got a telephone call from the Swedish Defense Research Institute, which is one of the most secretive institutes we do have within the military. And the caller told me that they found the secret file of UFO reports, and they asked me if I was interested. And I said I was. So they unclassified it, and I got it. And when I read it, 90% of it were not of interest at all. It was just lights, specks of lights in the sky and meteors and stuff like that. You couldn't really understand why it was classified in the first place. The rest was quite interesting, but, I mean, nothing that would change your worldview. And we have so many contacts that are leaking secret information as well, that when I got it on my table, I can say that they don't know. They are just as curious as you and I are. They don't have the answer to the UFO enigma, I think.
So therefore, if we got disclosure, there's no such thing because maybe the governments don't know much more than we do. And wouldn't that be also a reason not to reveal everything because they don't have any answers? And maybe if they say that, and they would maybe not look that good. Hey, you got this stuff going on in our skies and you don't know what's going on? What's the matter with you?
It could be a part of it, because if they don't know what's really crossing our skies, it's not very good for them to tell that. You're perfectly right about that. I've spoken to quite a few people within the radar, the secret radar surveillance around Sweden, and they say that UFOs to them are just a problem. And by that they mean when they're seeing things on their radar screens that they really don't know, it could be anything. It's not hostile. It could be some problem with the radar. It could be some unusual natural phenomenon. And something completely different, of course. I've spoken to Swedish pilots chasing UFOs in the skies, and some of the stories are really, really fantastic. So, but they didn't report it. It was too fantastic. They didn't want to be questioned as pilots. So they
could you give us some examples?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to one pilot who in the late 1970s was on a routine, flying routinely over Öland. It's southeast of Sweden. It's an island. And he got the call from the radar unit on the ground telling him it was some unknown object coming into Swedish airspace. So he was going to identify it. It was a Cold War, and he did this regularly. It was nothing especially strange about that. But when he approached the object, it was 10 kilometers over the water surface, and he got locked on it with his radar on board his jet fighter, as he could see the object on his radar. And after just a couple of seconds, the object reacted and started to climb. From being stationless, hovering, it just started to climb straight up into the heavens. And he was flying after it in a 70 degrees angle, following it as fast as he could with his jet fighter. But he was outflown. He said to me that the object just vanished up in space. He had to stop because it was so high, so he couldn't fly any higher. He was sure that he did see this on his radar screen. He never saw it with his eyes. It was impossible to see for him, but on the radar. But he never reported it. He never told the radar unit on the ground that he did see it.
So we have the same sort of scenario in Scandinavia and in Sweden, where pilots are reluctant to go on the record and say, you know, that they saw or didn't see an unknown object that could not be identified. So there is a stigma attached to it, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Just to pursue this in terms of sightings, have you had anything that is close to our obsession with Roswell, New Mexico, a possible crashed UFO, other than the ghost rockets back in the 40s? Anything crashed UFO?
Yeah, we don't have any reports like that here in Sweden. It's only the ghost rockets. They always crash in lakes and never on the land. Other crashes? No, not really. Very, very few reports about aliens. We, of course, have people who have let them in their bedrooms, as you have in the United States as well, but they are very, very fewer than you have. It's hard to explain why, but I think nobody really encouraged people to come forward with those kind of stories in that way that the authors and media does in the United States.
So when we're talking about that, you mean UFO abductions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had a few of those. I mean, in recent weeks on the Paracast, we've had some discussions, and it gets to be amazingly polarized. Mm-hmm. The pro and con opinions, the disputes, the emotions, it's amazing. And I gather here, you people over at UFO Sweden, you seem to take more of a laid-back approach to that. There isn't that infighting. Am I getting this correct?
Yeah, it's not any infighting. We are trying to approach this as researchers, really. And we are not encouraging people to believe in that they have met aliens from other planets.
Oh, but that's refreshing.
Yeah, I think it's not very helpful to them to do that. We are listening to them. We are trying to find an answer. If we cannot find an answer, we say, okay, this is a UFO. This is nothing that we could identify.
So there is no cosmic Watergate in Sweden like we have here or may have here. Let me do our break. We have Klaus Fahn, and we're talking about ghost rockets and UFOs. He's the chairman of UFO Sweden. He's been involved in this research for quite a while. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acids. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
You know, I'm vice chairman nowadays. I'm international director for UFO Sweden.
Okay, yes, just want to clarify that. Now, just to stop for a second here, we have a lot of listeners in Europe. So right now, if someone is interested, because you do have an English language section, by the way, so you don't have to speak another language. If anyone's interested in getting more information about your organization, where do they go?
Probably the best way to find us is on the Ghost Rocket Facebook site, and everything is in English there. You can also go to the UFO Sweden Facebook, which mostly in Swedish, but also UFO.se. UFO.se is our main page on the internet. And if you're an English speaker, you can also visit the Archives for the Unexplained, afu.se. It's in English, all of it.
Now, when we put up the show, we will have links to your site so people who are interested and want to get a sensible, emotion-free approach to UFOs.
We are curious. That's the most important thing. And I've been curious for 40 years now, and I feel the same tingling sensation in my body when I go out to meet a witness and trying to find an answer to what really happened and to listen to their stories. There's nothing better than that. I'm a journalist by profession. I work 100% as a journalist at a newspaper here in Stockholm. During my daytime work, I'm trying to find the answers to other topics. And this is the same, really, but we're doing this with UFOs.
Let me do a segue here because it does fascinate me. I'm always interested in how Europeans or people around the world perceive the United States and all the crazy nonsense that's going on here. Like our presidential campaign right now where we've got one candidate who's a leader in the Republican Party is a reality show host.
Yeah.
And his presence is huge. I don't want to do a Donald Trump imitation. I think Hillary Clinton does the best. But how do the Europeans look at the crazy stuff that's going on in this country? Do you feel frightened? Are you just amused by it? What?
I think we're a little amused by it, but we're also very, very obsessed with the United States. That's much because of Hollywood, of course, and all the literature we have read through the years, all the Nobel Prize winners. I mean, you have made such an impact on Europe and on Sweden during the years. So I think we are impressed, but also a little amazed by a country like yours could be so diverse and so strange and have so many nuts and so many brights. I mean,
the great American pubic.
Yeah.
It's what I like to refer to them. Well, that kind of leads me to a question, which sort of addresses the cultural differences. People in Scandinavia, I had a Swedish wife, tend to be more close to the vest. They seem to have a little bit harder time in possibly opening up and sharing their emotional self, as opposed to Americans who wear their emotions on their sleeves. Do you find that that creates problems with witnesses coming forward, your organization's ability to pull information out of witnesses? Do you see some cultural difficulties in terms of being an investigative journalist and trying to interview people? Is there a reluctance to divulge all the facts, do you think?
Let me take an example here, because during the last 5 or 6 years, UFO Sweden had made a survey that no one else in the world ever tried to do before. We went out to 3 different areas in Sweden, knocking doors, asking people, have you seen anything in the sky that you couldn't explain? We interviewed 1,700 people in that way. And, how come that they opened the doors to us, you can ask. I mean, if you did it in the United States, I'm not sure everyone would answer the door. But,
but they'd have a shotgun.
Yeah, probably. But we went out the week before in media, had media coverage all over the area, TV, radio, newspapers, that we were coming. So everyone knew that when it knocked on their door, it was not Jehovah's Witnesses, it was UFO Sweden coming. So they opened the door to us. I met only one who didn't want to talk with me when I went out to do this. 1 in 10 had seen something that they most of the time had never reported to anyone except the immediate family. We have 10 million people in this country, around 10
million. That's a million people.
A million people. And we have 20,000 UFO reports from Sweden in our archives. I mean, we have missed it all, really. We only scratched the surface.
Well, how about you, Klaus? Have you had a personal experience, or...?
Yeah, I have had an experience in 1995 together with my wife, which is nice not to be alone to do things like this. I'm an amateur astronomer. I'm never out looking in the skies except for watching the stars and doing observations. But at this evening, it was November the 5th, 1995, we were traveling by car from the north of Stockholm to Stockholm. It was in the middle of the night, just after 1 o'clock. I was driving, and my wife was sitting to the right of me, and we saw 2 persons standing at the bus stop, waiting for the last bus. One of them were pointing up in the sky, and the other one was looking, trying to see what he was pointing to, I presume. So I asked my wife, could you take a look, see if you can see something? She leaned forward and took a look and said, no, I can only see stars. It's a very, very nice evening. And it was. So we parked the car. It was just 400 or 500 yards to where we lived. So we parked the car and went out. We were standing 3 or 4 meters away from each other, looking up in the skies, trying to see what those gentlemen really were staring at. And we couldn't see anything for the first 30, 40 seconds. Then, suddenly, from the very dark of the sky, not from the horizon, but 40, 45 degrees up, 3 plus signs, like crosses, appeared, flying side by side over us, illuminated by their own light, as it seemed. First I thought it was birds, because I've seen so many birds illuminated by the street lights flying over me, but those were much bigger, they were rigid, they didn't flap their wings, they were bright in another way. They flew over us, and I ran around the corner trying to see where they were heading, and I saw them flying over our neighbor's house and vanishing at the horizon. And after that, we went inside. We didn't say a word to each other. We sat down in separate rooms. We took our report forms. We filled them out. And after that, we compared what we had seen. And I put an investigator trying to find an answer on this, about this. And we never were able to find out what those 3 crosses were.
Wow, that's an interesting description. You know, one thing that just dawned on me, pardon the pun, with my comment here, but, you know, you guys are way up, you know, getting close to the Arctic Circle. So you have very, very long days during the summer and very long nights during the winter where it's very, very cold. Yeah. So I would imagine that one thing that you have to take into account is that people aren't really outside looking up at the sky at nighttime as much as they would be, let's say, you know, further south, like in the U.S., and that during the wintertime when when objects in the sky obviously are more apparent in the dark, you don't have as many people outside actually sky watching and doing those types of activities. However, yeah, during the summer, it's daylight.
You have that because people here are used to it being cold. So I'm living in Stockholm now. I consider it quite south because for 8 years I lived at the Polar Circle, and that is 1,000 kilometers north of me.
Right.
At that time, we spent as much time outside as we do now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
You're better clothes.
You guys are hardier up there, plus you got some nice hot tub action going on to kind of warm up, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, you see the aurora, and you won't miss that because it's so nice.
Well, you mentioned a sighting that you had, but did that make you more focused and more motivated to continue the work? Because we're talking 20 years ago. That was right at the midpoint of your pretty much in your career. Do you, as an investigator, require good cases to keep you moving forward, keep you motivated, or is it just something that you're just doing because it needs to be done?
I think it's a loss to self. This observation didn't really affect me in any way except one. I realized how hard it is for witnesses to tell about their stories. It's so difficult to try to get someone else to understand that you have seen something that you did not understand yourself. It was very, very good for me to see that, because when I'm out visiting witnesses now, I do understand how they struggle to get what they have seen into my mind to make me understand.
Right, well, that's language. People need a way to be able to use language to describe something that is inexplicable, is very difficult to describe.
We have Klaus Fun and Gene and Chris here in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack. Of the Rockaway, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.